Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Josh from Rochester is. Josh, are you there?
I'm here.
Josh is here, Steve. That means you must leave the studio.
Okay. Do a cheat sheet?
Oh, did you listen to the cheat sheet yesterday, Josh? I almost forgot.
No cheat sheet. I'm going 100% in the dark.
That's right. Raw dogging it.
Oh, wow.
Raw
okay.
Dog. Isn't that what the kids are calling it, man?
Sure.
Like you sit on a plane and play Beat Mix.
I'm not a kid, but I'm raw dogging it.
Let's go.
All right. For those playing along at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In science and technology, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Correct. What guitar player famously played the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock 1969?
Jimi Hendrix.
Correct. The road to Hana is found on what Hawaiian island?
Hawaii?
No.
Oahu?
No.
The Big Island?
No. What animal is raised in a warren?
Pig?
No.
Beaver?
No.
Otter.
No. How many carats is pure gold?
24.
Correct. In what organ of the human body would you find the pleurae?
Liver.
No.
Stomach?
No.
Ear.
No. What is a calm ocean region called near the equator called?
Oh, pass.
Which president was fatally shot in 1881?
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
John Wilkes. No, that's the guy who killed him. Oh man. It's a lot harder when the time's clicking. Ah.
What does FM stand for?
S-M?
F-M.
Sadomasochism?
No. Josh, you got 3 correct.
Well.
You know, I'm just saying the cheat sheet airs Monday through Friday at 5:40 on the Men's Room.
I know I didn't think I would make it on the show in the world, so this was awesome to be a part of it.
Well, we are proud of you, Josh. Steve Migs, are you feeling ready?
Showtime.
In science and technology, what does AI stand for?
Artificial intelligence.
Sure does. Which guitar player famously played the Star Spangled Banner at Woodstock 1969?
That would be Mark Hoppus.
No.
I'm kidding. He's a bassist. Jimi Hendrix.
Yes. The road to Hana is found on what Hawaiian island?
Just there. Maui.
Yes.
Shout out to Coconut Glens.
What animal is raised in a warren?
The regulators?
No.
Sorry. Bad joke. Foxes?
No.
Beavers?
No. How many carats is pure gold?
24.
Correct. In what organ of the human body would you find the pleurae?
What part of the throat?
What organ?
Oh, the brain.
No.
The heart.
No.
The liver.
No. What is a calm ocean region near the equator called?
The calmest.
No.
The calm sea.
No.
Chill out.
No. Which president was fatally shot in 1881?
Abraham Lincoln.
No.
Oh. Pass.
What does FM stand for?
Frequency module?
Close, but no.
Frequency modulation.
Yes. In what year was our football stadium rebranded to Lumen Field?
Oh, crap. Dang. I'm going to go 2017.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 correct.
Those are tough.
Right down the middle, but you won. 5-3. Sorry, Josh from Rochester.
No, well played, Migs. Well played indeed.
Thanks, my man. Have a great day. Can you just tell me the Lumen Field one? Because it's bothering me.
2020.
2020.
Yeah. Yes. 2020. The president fatally shot in 1881 was James Garfield.
Garfield, yeah.
A calm ocean region near the equator is called doldrums. The doldrums. Yeah. And the pleurae can be found in your lungs.
I was saying throat. I should have went down that road and just kind of went with what was close to it.
Keep going down.
Yeah. Can you name all the names of the Seahawks stadium?
CenturyLink?
Was it first called Seahawks Stadium? I think before they got a sponsor.
CenturyLink.
Then was it Quest Field?
Oh, Quest Field. Oh my gosh. I forgot about that.
Then CenturyLink. And then Lumen.
Think about when that happens, when the rebranding happens, how long it takes you to like adopt the new one.
Oh, yeah. It's for the longest time, you'd be calling it like Quest Field. And then you're like, oh, crap. Wait, that was 2 stadiums ago. Mm.
We have a very cool brand new t-shirt available in the Rock Shop exclusively at KISW.com. And it's the I Beat Migs shirt. It has Steve's face on it as a cartoon man.
Yes.
It's got headphones, a microphone, the whole thing. Get yours at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Take the day off from work next Wednesday. We're going to be at the Mariners game, and that day we're taking on the Red Sox, which is always an exciting one. We've got discounted tickets available at KISW.com, and $2 from every ticket sold benefits Bike MS. Head to KISW.com to join us. Brian Wilson, who founded the Beach Boys, has died at the age of 82.
I don't know why. I know why, because I was such a big fan of Pet Sounds and smile. Like, when I found out the news, it hit me a lot harder than I was expecting, because I really haven't been obsessively listening to the Beach Boys in a long time. But when I did love them, boy, that was the band.
Okay, so you had to pick one right now. What's the song that was your favorite?
Oh, man, I know a lot of people would go with this one. But Paul McCartney said this is the greatest song ever written. It inspired, I mean, that record did inspire the Beatles to try and step up their game, which I think is funny because there was like this friendly competition between those two bands.
For sure.
I think my favorite, though, would have to be off of that record as well, which is Pet Sounds, but it's this one.
Total toe tapper.
It's so good. Like I said, like even if you weren't a Beach Boys fan, I feel like a lot of the bands that all of us grew up loving, I mean, I think about like Weezer especially.
Oh,
they wore their fandom of the Beach Boys on their sleeve big time.
Without question.
What about you? What's a favorite Beach Boys song for you?
I mean, I always liked like Barbara Ann and Good Vibrations.
Yes.
I could always get down with that.
Poppy fun stuff.
If you haven't watched it, Echo in the Canyon is a really great documentary where the Beach Boys are featured, and Brian Wilson actually did a few performances within the movie, and it just obviously he went through some really rough times these past few years.
For
his
whole
life.
He was dealing
with dementia. Like, he just had a wild, difficult life.
The stories I remember, I mean, because I remember like nerding out, watching like documentaries and different shows about him, like, you know, his intense stage fright, which I kind of connect with in a sense. Like, he loved creating. He didn't necessarily love performing live. So a lot of times he would help create the songs and then just be like, all right, guys, go hit the road, but I'm not going with you guys because I can't do that. So I remember when my buddy Matthew and I did get to see him live. It was kind of a big deal. We saw him at the Washington State Fair.
Oh, cool.
Brian Wilson and the Wonderments. Now, most bands, if they did this, I'd be kind of like rolling my eyes, like whatever. But knowing the backstory of how hard it was for him to get on stage, I thought it was still cool. I didn't care. He's performing and he's got a keyboard in front of him, which basically was like a safety net.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell like that kind of was like his comfort zone, because as you like kind of zoned in on him, that keyboard wasn't plugged in.
Oh.
So he's just kind of like just you know, just hitting the keys, not even like according to the song. Like, the guy had his struggles with his mental stuff, but it was so awesome to be able to be there and witness it live.
Yeah, I never got to see him. That's amazing.
I think one of the craziest stories, though, about him still to this day is that when people talk about how he built a sandbox in his living room back when he was younger, when he was writing songs for the Beach Boys, because he had a grand piano, set it up in a sandbox in his living room. That way he would get into the right vibe.
Oh.
And he would write his songs that way. And many, many years ago, he was on David Letterman's show, and David asked him about it. And it's a pretty entertaining clip.
And then also there was a time in your life when people were saying that, you know, Brian Wilson he's got a sandbox in his house.
Oh,
was that true?
That's true. But I got to explain why I had it in my house. Because
you had cats.
You know, when you play a piano.
Because he had cats? Yes, it's exactly. It's a giant litter box.
And you're sitting in the sand with a piano. You can close your eyes and you can actually be on the beach. You can actually be there. If you close your eyes, you can actually be in a place. Like
yeah. It's easier than dragging the piano down the beach.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the mildew.
Yeah, right.
I love that. What a cool factoid.
Also, maybe one of the strangest eating habits. I don't know if you ever heard about what he liked to eat.
Mm-mm.
He liked to eat copious amounts of ice cream and steak sandwiches while he was in bed.
In.
Danny's in. Now he's a Beach Boys fan.
The Daily Mix Show.
Another great question has been asked on Reddit. What's the most underrated guy code rule?
Hmm.
So the comments have obviously blown up, and we want to know if you agree with them. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Reddit is at it again, asking the hard-hitting questions, Steve Miggs.
Honestly, I'm not a big Reddit guy, but I do love the Ask Reddit section.
It is just an endless... like abyss of inspiration.
It's like, I have a stupid question. I'll just put it out there for everybody to answer.
The most recent one we found, what is the most underrated guy code rule?
Oh, I always love these because sometimes people get a little too worked up over like man codes and guy codes and things along those lines.
There were a ton of suggestions. I know you pulled a few, and we're going to see if we agree with them as we go straight to the comments.
We figured who better to read these comments than a man that I believe everybody would like to be friends with. At least at one point when the chive was at the height of the chive, you know who I'm talking about. The man himself. Taryn, do you know?
No.
Wow. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray.
Oh.
He was like the face of the chive.
Gosh, okay.
And he was known for just being like the guy that everyone wanted to hang out with. What's wrong with you?
I mean, I think that people wanted to hang out with Bill Murray before the chive.
Oh, don't backpedal. You didn't know it. So we have Robot Bill Murray reading these comments. Are you ready?
So excited.
Let's go.
You call your bros over to help you move or to unload furniture. You are required to provide food and/or booze.
Okay. I think the guy code should just be don't call your friends over to help move.
Yeah, call movers. Yeah. You're a man now.
You're a man now.
Yeah, I mean, I would do it, obviously, for my friends, but... Except for Danny. Are you planning on moving anytime soon?
No, but
I would totally do it for Danny if he was moving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Riding shotgun is a responsibility. You're a co-pilot, not a passenger.
I don't disagree with that in the sense I do a lot of now road trips going to Vancouver, Canada, Spokane with wrestling. And maybe although I don't think you can just go with your girlfriend, right, to Spokane and driving. Like, there is a certain level of responsibility as a person riding shotgun. The top one, don't fall asleep.
Yeah, you need that support from next door.
I know she's not a dude, but she is like my navigation. And she's like, I'm like, all right, where are we eating? And she's like looking up all the Yelp reviews of all the little restaurants on the way to Spokane. So yes.
Dude, I'll forever give a shout out to my buddy Cody Chen, who's a great wrestler around here, because he was sitting in the back. He wasn't even in shotgun. The person in shotgun got a little too stoned and passed out. Oh. And I was like, and I'm making the drive, and it's like from like Eugene or something like that. And I could tell he picked up on the fact that I was getting a little sleepy, and he just starts interviewing me, basically asking me any kind of questions. I'm like, I'm on to you, but I appreciate that you're doing this for me.
That's bro code right there.
100%. Yeah, don't fall asleep.
Talk them down from crazy.
No. I think you have to hype them up to be more crazy.
Do it. You should totally do it.
Danny, you should totally be mad at that
person. Text her back.
I would text them and say mean things. Curse them out. Take a picture of yourself flipping them off. No, you're right. You should be there for your friends. Yes. To make sure they don't make any bad decisions.
Do not, for any reason in the world, try to steal your friend's girl or ex. Additionally, don't mess with a guy when he's trying to score. Even better, help them out.
Oh my god.
You hear that already, my friend from college? Stay away from my ex.
Oh.
That was the worst.
Was he also not a good wingman?
Oh, I never had the opportunity. He
just swooping in.
He was a freaking vulture for my ex.
Ew.
I remember being at one of our fraternity parties and seeing him just hollering at her and then seeing them walk off into his room. And I almost broke my hand because I punched the refrigerator. I was so mad. And I was drunk and in my 20s and just way too emotional. It was stupid.
That's my girl, man. What was his name?
Artie. Still haven't accepted.
Artie? What is he, 70 years old? You lost your girl to Artie?
I did.
Oh, that is embarrassing.
It was. Still haven't accepted his friend request on Facebook. He's been sitting in that friend request folder for 20 years now.
Not bitter.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
You should totally play hooky with us next Wednesday, June 18th. The Mariners are taking on the Red Sox at home, and it's a day game. Plus, we've got discounted tickets if you get the hookup through KISW.com.
Let's go, Mariners.
We know that many folks are just waking up and starting the morning off right. And we're trying to figure out exactly what all is happening out there in the world of pop culture, of which there is a ton of stuff. So let's tell the people what's trending. Big congratulations to Nirvana. The video for Smells Like Teen Spirit is the latest YouTube video to surpass 2 billion views.
That's insane. Usually that's like reserved for what, Justin Bieber and Cocomelon videos. So the fact that Nirvana is now in the billion view category, especially when you think about when that video was put out. I mean, it was a pretty low budget music video.
Oh, absolutely.
At the time.
Pep rally in a gym.
Oh, with the anarchy girls, the anarchy cheerleaders, and then the janitor with the mop.
Also, it's the only video from the grunge era to have the $2 billion view mark on a video.
So what do you think would be next? I have an idea.
What is
it? I mean, an idea, like as if I'm pitching something. I would think, if anything, if we're thinking of the four bands that are considered to be like the big four in grunge, Black Hole Sun.
Yeah.
That music video is trippy as all hell. And I feel like, I don't know where it's at on view count on YouTube, but
it's got to be getting up there.
I feel like if any of the other grunge era bands would make it into the billion mark, it would be that one.
I feel like that's the one video from the grunge era that I go back and rewatch at least a couple times a year.
Yes.
Not anywhere close. 288 million.
Oh, step it up,
Soundgarden
fans.
Bunch of losers. I figured they spent all that money just for that many views. What the hell are they wasting their cash on? You got to think that, like, if you could go back in time and tell, like, young Nirvana, A, that you're going to sell 10 million copies of that record when the record label didn't even think they were going to sell, like, 500,000.
Yeah.
But now, granted, YouTube didn't exist back then, but there would be some kind of a way to consume music that you'd have a billion people checking it out. That's insane.
Yeah, that is a major milestone.
Speaking of like MTV, real bummer news. I know we're talking about the passing of Brian Wilson, which is such a bummer. Lived a long, longish life. I mean, 80-something years
82.
Old. The front person and the principal songwriter for the Beach Boys. But the other death that I heard about yesterday that really bummed me out, because growing up being an MTV kid, I'm sure you were an MTV kid as well. Do you remember Ananda Lewis?
Yes.
I do too, and I always loved her on MTV. She was very likable. She had like a fun vibe to her. Only 52 years old. Sadly, she was pursuing like alternative treatments for cancer. She even acknowledged regret over that over the years. And sadly, she's no longer with us, survived by her son Langston. But she was on MTV. Also, she was on BET's Teen Summit.
Oh, my gosh.
I just thought she was awesome on MTV. That was sad news to see.
That era of MTV VJs were just, they were just legends to me. And I used to, I miss those days so much.
What were your
much.
Favorites?
My favorite VJs?
Yes.
Oh, God. What was the one guy that won the funny guy that won the competition that was real squirrely? Do you remember who I'm talking about?
So you're not talking about Pauly Shore. You're talking about Jesse Camp.
Yes. Jesse Camp.
He was like this crusty kind of glam punk rocker that you would see at like CBGB's. Like that was his vibe.
He would only talk about the New York Dolls.
He came in studio once when I worked at the End, and I was like, just starstruck. I'm probably like the only person that was ever starstruck by that guy, but I loved him.
I would have also been starstruck by him. He cracked me up.
I think my number one was Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
I loved her. I thought she was awesome on MTV. What was it? Alternative Nation?
Yes.
Then I would definitely have to give a nod to Ricky Rackman, Headbangers Ball.
Great choice.
And then Matt Pinfield.
Oh, Matt Pinfield.
Who's doing better?
He's doing much better after having like he suffered a stroke.
Suffered a stroke, but now he's back doing like you know, TV stuff and radio stuff again. So that's great news.
Yeah, especially for the bald community because, you know, you guys have that big connection.
Represent, Matt.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve? We have one more opportunity this morning for you to try to take the man down. And the man, he has 196 wins under his belt, 62 losses, and 46 ties in 2025.
What you gonna do when Baldomania runs wild on you?
206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you think you can beat Miggs at 850.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.